Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman. You listen to Redskins Talk with JP Finley.
Wow. Big trade in the NFL means an emergency episode of Redskins Talk Podcast. I am JP Finley. I'm going to be joined by Rich Tandler momentarily. We're going to break down what Jimmy Garoppolo to the 49ers means, and most importantly for you, what it means to the Redskins and Kirk Cousins. Let's dive into Garoppolo to the Niners and what it means for Cousins now. Taylor, what's up, man?
Hey, doing great.
Let's get down to business. The Patriots have traded Jimmy Garoppolo to the 49ers for a second-round pick. And why we have to do an emergency podcast on this is the Niners are now no longer in the running for Kirk Cousins, looking at 2018 or beyond. Tandler, when you heard the news, what was your reaction?
Well, I think it certainly increases the chances of the Redskins holding on to Cousins and signing to a long-term contract. It doesn't guarantee it by any means. I mean, he will have other teams after him, but it does eliminate the 49ers as a potential. Garoppolo is also going to be free agent. Then we'll sign, if they don't sign him, they will tag him. They'll do something. You don't give up a two and let him move on the next year.
Right. I mean, so there's a couple things. The reality is he is now off the Niners' radar. And that's a huge deal because nobody has cash like the Niners. Nobody is terrible like the Niners. Nobody needs a quarterback like the Niners. And nobody has a relationship with Kyle Shanahan that's going to be a free agent quarterback like Kirk Cousins does.
Right. And also, nobody has Kyle Shanahan, who would be one of the main reasons why Cousins would want to more. He might be the one coach who Cousins might prefer over Jay Gruden.
Yeah, well, there's one other coach out there who I would still suggest is Sean McVay in L.A., but he's got things working with Jared Goff, so I don't really think as of now that would be in the cards. But here's the one thing I'll say, Tandler, and you and I both wrote a lot. We have both, since this trade happened, we both posted to NBC Sports Washington with different stories, kind of different angles on what this all means. Your takeaway is what it means. Tell me kind of your reaction, what you wrote, because mine's a little bit different.
Well, I mean, it's pretty much what I just said off the top here, that, you know, they're not in the picture. They're going to want to keep Garoppolo for, you know, the long term, at least through a cycle of franchise tags. If they can't sign him, they will have over $100 million in salary cap space,
which is crazy.
So they could sign Garoppolo and Cousins, but of course they're not going to do that. You know, they certainly didn't get the second round pick, which will be the higher of the two that they own.
Right.
So, go ahead.
What the Niners could have done in free agency, the Skins have a decent amount of salary cap space available, especially because they've got Cousins on the books for $24 million. But the Niners could have front loaded a deal so heavy that there's no way a more established team like the Redskins would ever agree to it. You know what I mean?
Right. But yeah, even if the total contract wasn't insane. Now they could front load it and make it very difficult for the Redskins to match, assuming a transition tag situation.
But here's what I think, Tandler, is the reason the Niners go and make this trade, and I wrote this, the Niners are giving up on going after Kirk Cousins, and that's because they don't believe he hits the market in 2018. I've been saying for months now that I think another tag is firmly in play. Whether that's I would not rule out another franchise tag, but I think with the Niners off the market, it makes a transition tag much more possible, because that true poison pill front-loaded contract is off the board.
Or why not just sign the guy?
Sure.
I mean, why not just hammer out a deal and sign the guy? I think it's going to take, I don't know, maybe this is a little premature. I think it's going to take kind of an unusual deal to get him to sign. I think since they're going to have to guarantee a large chunk of it, I think it's going to be a shorter-term deal than the standard 5-6-year deals you see a lot of quarterbacks doing.
Yeah, I think that could certainly happen. But do you agree with me that them going for Garoppolo now means they don't expect Kirk to hit free agency?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's possible. I don't know how they know that with half a season to play. But it's certainly possible.
Well, and here's the other thing is. Folks want to talk about how long, you know, that Shanahan got these 6-year deals and John Lynch got a 6-year deal. But if they don't win, I mean, hell, they're already 0-8, right? What's your best possible scenario for the Niners? Is maybe you get to 3-13, 4-12? And you can't go 2 years being terrible. It doesn't matter how long your deal is. Fan bases get fed up. Ownership gets fed up. And I think the Niners had to make a move. And I think a lot of Redskins fans thought, hey, they'll just wait it out however long it takes to get to Kirk. And I never bought that idea.
No, that has always been sheer nonsense. They can't. You're right. I mean, look, if they'll fire guys on 4 or 5 year contracts after 1 year, that means Shanahan has 2 years, maybe 3.
Right.
You know, they'll pay off 3 years of a contract without batting an eye if he can't get things going.
What about, all right, so another thing that a ton of Redskins fans have tweeted me is the Niners just got Garoppolo so they could trade him to the Redskins for Cousins. I promptly shut that down. I think the Niners went and got Garoppolo because they want Garoppolo.
They can't trade for each other. That's dumb. They're going to be free agents. You cannot trade a free agent.
Right.
I guess you could tag and trade. I don't know. No, that's not happening.
It's not happening.
No.
Okay, so I think Kirk is with the Redskins in 2018. I've been saying that for some time. Beyond that, with the Niners off the board, where do you think what teams now become? I just saw Ryan O'Halloran, a guy we both know from his days with the Washington Times, who covers the Jaguars, tweeted out Kirk to Jacksonville 2018. I think you're going to hear about Jacksonville. I think you're going to hear about Denver. Certainly the Jets, the Browns, the typical kind of terrible teams.
You just mentioned four teams there.
Right.
Is Kirk Cousins, is he going to sign with Jacksonville?
They look decent.
I don't think he would look at the history, the stability, which is not necessarily great in Washington. know, they cycle through a lot of coaches there.
Right.
Well, they're still inconsistent this year. He's not going to the Jets. There's no way he's going to the Jets. There's no way he's going to the Browns. Denver is the one. I'm sitting there. The Monday Night Football is on. We're recording it. As we're recording this podcast. Trevor Siemian is god-awful.
Terrible. He's terrible.
And, but now they did trade for Paxton Lynch. They do have a first-round quarterback on the roster.
Right.
They don't have a ton of cap room, but I'm sure they could fit a deal for Cousins in there. But I just don't know if that's an Elway kind of move. I don't know. I think Elway would rather take a shot at developing Paxton Lynch than he would pay whatever, I don't know, $30 million a year for Kirk Cousins.
Let's do this. One of the great things you do on Real Redskins is you say you got $100 in chips and you got to put your money on whatever. So I all along have thought that Cousins ends up with the Redskins for 2018. I'm not talking beyond 2018. I think he comes back for 2018. Where do you think Kirk ends up for 2018? I will say I got $100 in chips. At this point, I'd put half my chips on Kirk staying with the Skins, and then the other half of my chips, I say you divide maybe Denver. You know what would be interesting? And this is totally crazy speculative stuff, but what if Roethlisberger retires? You know what I mean? There are some good...
Pittsburgh, the Steelers will draft a quarterback. They will draft and develop.
All right. Well, maybe we need to dig into this a little bit more, but if I have $100 in chips, I'm putting at least half of them that now Kirk is back in 2018. What say you?
At least. I could put as much as 70.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I was going to say maybe 60 is the right number. So you and I, and what would you have said it was prior to this trade?
Probably 30 or 40, You know, they're just so, you know, I just wonder what, I don't know, I don't want to name names, but, you know, we've just had so many, national type writers going around saying, it's a done deal. It's happening. Cousins going to sign with San Francisco. Winter's coming. So on and so forth. And now that's blown up. So it kind of resets the board.
The board is reset, and I think you're right. All right, Tandler. It is. This was an emergency podcast. I think we had to get this one recorded. We still will do our normal stuff, over-unders. We're going to talk top three, all that good stuff. But let's each leave with one thought, and then we'll call this thing quits.
Okay, go ahead with yours.
Oh.
Let me formulate one.
That was me putting you on the spot, hoping you would go ahead with yours. My spot, I guess it's going to be a reiteration. I think Kirk Cousins is the quarterback for the Washington Redskins in 2018.
And I think he will end up here through at least 2020 on a 3-year deal.
Wow. All right. Big news on a Monday night. Big Monday. And I'm going to say this now because we got through this. Tandler and I were not in our normal recording locations for this. I am sitting in a very small office in the basement of my house, and my dog never barked. I feel like that's a real win for both of us.
I'm in a spacious, nice, spacious office at home.
Oh, everything you do is better, Tandler. All right, follow Tandler, Tandler NBCS. Follow me, JP Finley, NBCS. Thanks for listening, folks. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
I owe you a beer.